And being here this morning, it should be like the parting of disciples with Jesus, that they worship Him, return to Jerusalem with great joy, and with continually temple praising and blessing God. So when Jesus depart from them, ascended to heaven, the disciples continue to be praising and thanksgiving unto God. Parting is not something of fear and tears, but something of joy, because they have faith that Jesus is alive and He would come back. So with us today, we have not seen Jesus personally, but by faith, we believe His promise that He is with us. That's why today, as we gather together in this place, in this time, we are here gathered together to worship Him, magnify Him, give Him thanks. It is our loving obligation to be here. It sanctifies the whole week for us. You see, from Monday to Saturday, you got your day. You get your job, you get your school, you get your business, everything that you do. But on Sunday, it is a sacred day, a holy day, that we gather together and worship Him, give Him thanks, acknowledging that He is the source, acknowledging that He is God, that without Him, we are nothing. All that we do, everything of our effort for the whole week, we acknowledge because of God. So today we are celebrating Ascension Sunday. Traditionally, Ascension, the Feast of Ascension, is always celebrated Thursday before the seventh Sunday of Easter. It's Thursday. Why? Because from Resurrection or from Easter Sunday to last Thursday, it is 40 days. And 40 days. But because one of the reasons that it's transferred on Sunday, because if Thursday, only little people come here. That's why most of one of the reason is make it in Sunday so that all of us could celebrate together Ascension Sunday. And to be reminded what it is to celebrate Ascension Sunday. So Ascension is something that the apostle witnessed, the physical parting of Jesus going back to heaven. And Ascension, first of all, another proof that God's promises are true. We could trust Him. Like He said in verse 45, "And He opened their understanding, and they might comprehend the scripture that He said to them, thus written, that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer, to rise from the dead the third day. And it happened." Yes, He suffered and also resurrected in the Easter day. And it is true. And then again, He had said to His disciple that I will go back to the Father. Several times He said that, but the disciple cannot understand. They cannot comprehend it right away. But right now, when they see that, then they now believe and understand what the Lord is saying. So first of all, once again, as we celebrate Ascension, it reminds us that all the promises of God are true and worth trusting. When they said He would resurrect, yes, it happened. When they said He would go back to the Father, it happened. So it reminds us that we have to trust and believe His word because it's true. Whatever God has said, it shall come to pass. Then second, as we celebrate Ascension, the Lord said in verse 47, "And thus repentance, remission of sins, should be preached in His name to all nations, beginning with Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. So ascension, once again, it reminds us, especially this, listen, this is one of the main reasons of ascension. And to start with, ascension, as I said, that forgiveness, repentance will be preached to all nations. So ascension is the beginning of world mission. Ascension is the end of Jesus Christ's mission work here on earth. And the ascension would also remind us it is the start of the mission of the church. That it would continue the work of Jesus, the work of the Lord. We, the church, would continue. The disciples were trained to this. Everything that happened to them, he trained them to this. That one day, he would leave them. And these 12 disciples would continue the work. And so as of today's Christian, today as believers, we are part of that mission to continue the work of God. So in short, we are all missionaries. We're all missionaries. And the Lord wants us to proclaim in our text, a lot of things we have to proclaim, but in our text, to respect our text, said remission of sins or repentance and forgiveness will be preached to people. That we have to share to people that God is not mad at you. God has forgiven you. And the Lord loves you. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. This is our message to people. That the Lord has forgiven them. Your sin yesterday, your sin today, and your sin tomorrow. It's been already paid full on the cross. And with that, he said, you are witness of this. We are witness. So we are said witness. What is a witness? It's a person who tells what he see and what he heard. And God make us his witness that through us, people, your neighbor, your friends, your co-workers, your classmates, wherever we go, would know, understand that God has forgiven them. But in order to do that, first of all, we ourselves must be convinced that we have been forgiven. Because if not, our witness will not touch the heart of the people. Are we convinced that Jesus has forgiven us? Sure? Because if you are convinced that God has forgiven you and me, then you will be forgiving. Ngani, kung wag ka forgive, you still don't understand that God has forgiven you. People who continue not to be not forgiving, harboring hatred to other people, being judgmental to other people, they have not yet understand that God has forgiven them. No? Then, you know, you could sing about forgiveness, you can talk about forgiveness, but if you still don't forgive others, and how you could say, you have not forgiven them. Sometimes, Pilipino pa? Wala na yun. Wala na. Tapos na yun. Baliwala yun. Wala na. Try to talk about it. Pag maakig ka, pag maakig ka, if you're still angry in that issue or in that person, you have not yet forgiven. Sinimuron. But you had not really forgiven because akikipating.
But the truth they've forgiven, they have forget it. When you talk about what other people have done to you, what other people have done to you in the past, if truly have been forgiven, then when somebody brought it up, kamusta na itong si Kwento? Kamusta inyong problema ni Kwento? Ay, okay ito. Ah, it means to say. Pero pag maakig ka, it meant to say, yet not forgiven. That's why you have to continue to believe that God has forgiven. It's not easy to forget. It's not easy. Especially when you are the victim. Especially when somebody done something bad to you. And you did not do anything harm to them. So you have all the right to be angry. You have all the right, you know. But still, whatever things have done to you, the Lord always go to the bottom line, forgive. Forgive. So before you give a witness, bring to people about forgiveness, about repentance, we should be ourselves first alive in that. Because if not, your witness would be in vain. So, brothers and sisters, you are a witness of His forgiveness, of the love of God. We should be forgiving people, loving people, and become a witness to them. So wherever we go, not only about forgiveness, but everything we do, it is our witness. Whatever we do, we are not all missionaries per se that we will send to other places, that is their calling, to be sent out in other places. But in other part of it, we're all missionaries because every day we go out in our work, in our office, in school, okay? Or if you are not really working, then you'll be in your neighborhood, in your barangay. Still, whatever we do, it is our witness. It is our witness. So the question now, okay, what kind of witness we are? Because people will always equate about Jesus, about our relationship with our life, with our attitude. Tikon na basihan nandaron. And always connect with respect and trust. That's why somebody says, respect is not demanded, it is earned. How people learn to trust and respect us, it depends in our witness. Ano ito, naubra? In a simple way, sa bagay, sa opisina, what kind of worker we are? What kind of employer we are? Kita. Anong klase kitang neighbor? Now, maybe somebody said, some people say something bad at us. Mga judgmental. Mga chismosa. Let's say, mga mahilig mag-fake news. Maybe they are. But one thing, brothers and sisters, have you crossed in our mind, maybe, there's an iota of thought would say, haman ba at kahambal sa nakato? Huh? Why they have said that? Yeah, makaram, mga negative. Is there something truth? No? It's a part of self-examination, not condemnation to ourselves, but examination that, Lord, help me to change so that I could be a better witness to you. So we are witnesses of God. Wherever we go, whatever we do, every day of our lives, it is our witness. And always point out to Jesus. Yes, we are not perfect. But somewhere, somehow, you could see the grace of God working in us. So, brothers and sisters, we are the witness of God. And in witnessing, we are not doing it for God. That's not a job. I'm witnessing for God. No. It is God using you to be His witness. It's God using us to be His witness so that other people know about Jesus. So, brothers and sisters, Mokwane, we are, whatever we do, wherever we go, we are the witnesses of God. In short, kita mga saksi. Pag inamba kong saksi, iba rin isip, no? We are saksi. We are witnesses of God. Wherever we go, we carry the name of God. And not only that, we carry our name, our family name, we carry that. Daga-daga natin doon. Yes, we're not perfect, but praise God. In God's grace, we could be witnesses. At the end of our life, we could say, God is good unto us. No? That people always say something. Yes, he could say something good, something bad unto us. But one thing for sure, somewhere, somehow, the best of God in us, this grace, it could be a witness for Him. And also that, we could only do that by the grace of the Holy Spirit. That's why I said here, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with the power from on high. It is the Holy Spirit that would help us to be a witness for God. It is the Holy Spirit that will work in our lives. See, resurrection, ascension, Pentecost is just one event. Next Sunday, we celebrate Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. And it's the Holy Spirit that would help us, strengthen us. It would remind us and help us to be the witness of God. So, brothers and sisters here, only the Holy Spirit could help us change. We cannot change ourselves. It is the Holy Spirit. Remember, one of the workers is the sanctifier. He sanctifies us through His Word and in some ways that He allows in our life to sanctify us, to be a good witness for Him. Remember, brothers and sisters, that's ascension. A very short message, but it helps us to remind us that we are the witnesses of God. World mission starts at ascension. It means to say that Jesus' time on earth is ended and the time of the church began. And it's now is our part, is our time. The ball is in our hand now to continue the work of Jesus. That is the plan of God. And God would use you and me wherever we go, whatever we do, that Jesus will be known through us. Wherever we go. It also reminds us that we cannot do a double standard life. Pag ito kisagwa, iba mata tong life. Pag iya mata sa iba, iba mata tong life. No. It's only one life. The life of Jesus. And remember, we had been commissioned, empowered, and blessed. Look at this. He said to him. And he led them out in the Bethany, and he lifted his hands and blessed them. We are blessed people. Commissioned, empowered, and blessed by God to be His witness. Now, the question is, what kind of witness we are? Agnaka ungotron. sa atong pagpangabuhi ug atong mga batasan. No? Nakaungot kita ron. There are times may mga criticism. Siging simba. Wa mga bago ang nakabuhi ka. No? Batayan nyo rin? Sige mga sinimba. Wa mga nagbago ang nakabuhi ka. Hiyan no? Hindi lang mga simba. No. A challenge for us. And prove it to them, to the world, that God is working in us. It is not our job to change other people. It's God's business. Our business is to change ourselves with the power of the Spirit, with the grace of God, so that we could be a witness for God. That through our lives, God would be known.